Three, two, one. Hello and welcome back to the Village Celebration, and thank you for joining us for this special edition of our show as we celebrate Black Music Month. Two of Arkansas's most well-known gospel musicians are joining us. They've been recognized by the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center. We spoke with Mrs. Alberta Moman, and now joining us is Pastor Cedric Hayes, who is the director of the Gloryland Children's Choir. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
How many voices are we talking?
Well, it depends, but on the average, it's about 25.
They must have a lot of power.
Oh, yeah, they're power-packed.
Power-packed? How old?
I think the youngest is three.
The youngest is three? How adorable.
Oh, they're adorable, but that three-year-old can sing.
Really?
Yes.
And how do you identify a singing three-year-old?
Well, it's like this. I'll put it this way. They come here gifted. Amen. You have to be able to see the gift in them and then have the ability to pull that gift out.
How do you get a three-year-old to stand still?
Easy. If they can grab a cell phone at 6 months old and be able to work it backwards
which
and forwards.
They do.
3 years old is like 10 years old.
So how did the choir come together?
I started the choir in, it was 2008. Matter of fact, it was 6 months before the Shout Hallelujah showcase. My baby daughter, she always sung with the adult choir, and she had a few of her little buddies, and they wanted to sing with the adult choir too. And I said, your voices are not mature enough. Uh-huh. And so I decided I would just put a little pet choir together, a little kiddie choir for them, because I didn't want to deny them the opportunity to use their gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the first rehearsal. There was about 12 of them. And I made the mistake of saying, what do you want to sing? And what they said to me was, we want to sing what the adult choir sings. I said, no, I don't think y'all ready for that. Oh, yes, we are. I don't think you're ready for that. And then they said, play it, Pastor. At that point, I played the song. They sung it with parts.
They did?
Yes. And here's what I didn't know. While they were playing on the pews while I was teaching the adults, they had already learned the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, I said, I got something. And I decided to do something different with them than I did with most choirs. I decided to train them like I trained the adults to get an adult sound. And that's why they sound like an adult choir. If you listen to them, you say, no, that's not, you know, four
or
5 year olds,
choir.
That's not 12 year olds, that's not 17 years old. But they will sing exactly what you teach them, and they'll sing it exactly the way you instruct them to sing it. And so that's been the cornerstone as far as the choir is concerned.
It sounds like that same type of philosophy where if you talk to a child like he or she understands, then he or she will understand.
Oh,
they
yes.
will learn words that adults use, the good words.
Well, they learn the bad ones, too.
I wasn't going there, Pastor, but
I'll
but
go
you're
there.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. If they will cuss you out at three, then they can praise the Lord at three.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Now, you all have some projects under your belt. Tell us about those.
Yes. I think I'll start with Dr. Bobby Jones. We toured with him in East St. Louis.
Now, the Dr. Bobby Jones.
Yes, the Dr. Bobby Jones.
What was that like?
It was enlightening. Let's put it this way. There was a guy who was a radio announcer in St. Louis, and he was the one that put together the tour with us with him. And I had met this guy, Chuck Spearman. And Chuck knew my adult choir. And when he called me, he said, I need your choir, man, for 2 days. I said, well, Chuck, I said, I got a new choir. And he said, oh, hey, man, great. And I said, it's a children's choir. He got real quiet.
Uh-huh. Because when you say children's choir.
Yeah, because first thing he got in his mind, he's got the whole world in his hand, and Jesus loved little children. I told Chuck, I said, Chuck, trust me on this. Just trust me. And he said, okay, okay. And so I brought the children's choir to St. Louis and East St. Louis. And the moment he heard them, his eyes lit up because he had never heard anything like that before. And at that point, he called BET and said, I usually don't pick who goes on my show. The producers do that. He said, but I got to have them on the show. And that's how we wind up in Washington, D.C. on BET
that is
on his show.
Fantastic. And for the children, what was that like? What did they say?
Well, let me tell you about them. They kind of just take it as it comes. For us, we would say, wow. To them, let's get on the bus and let's go. And it doesn't matter to them where it is. Mm. It doesn't matter to them who it is.
The beauty of youth, the innocence.
Exactly. It doesn't bother them. I mean, they've done some tremendous stuff over these about last, 8-9 years. They've opened up for Harlem Globetrotters. They've opened up for Kirk Franklin twice. We just recently, last season, we were on NBC's America's Got Talent. And so...
That gave me goosebumps.
Really?
Really. I mean, to know that there are young children with that much talent and there's someone willing to cultivate that talent all in the name of praising God.
Yes, yes. They're wonderful. They're down to earth. I don't talk to them like children. I talk to them just like an adult, and we communicate that way. I seem to have this niche with children. I don't try to get on their level. I just sit there and say, no, that's the wrong note. I need this one. And they just go ahead and give me exactly what I'm asking for. I'm very disciplined with them because that's really been the key to their success is the discipline. And I don't just teach music. I teach life. Mm. And so when I say I teach life, if there's something that's difficult for them, I let them know this is the way life is going to be. And you don't back down. You don't get afraid. You hit it head on. You go for it. So when they grow up, and some of them have grown up over the last 8 years, 8-9 years, and some of them are doing some awesome and wonderful things.
Are they still singing?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Matter of fact, I got one that's up in Jonesboro. That young lady, she has, in fact, her senior year, she starred as the star of The Wiz. And so,
excellent.
She had all the leading role, all of the songs. She did 16 songs in The Wiz. And she said, well, Pastor, I want to thank you. And I said, thank me for what? She said, you prepared me for this. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm supposed to be there. And because of that, I'm so proud of her. Hmm. So proud of her.
Anything else you would like for them to do? I mean, it seems that you guys have already done so much. Are there projects in the works?
Matter of fact, yes, just recently. 2 weeks ago, I received a phone call from a national recording artist out of New York, New York. And they want us to send our project up to them to be on a compilation CD. And matter of fact, it's coming out in June. Mm. And the same 2 weeks, that same week, we got an invitation to go to Africa.
Wow, that is just fantastic.
So we're going
to
the motherland.
Africa? I love that. When you come back, you have to join us again and tell us all about it.
Sure.
Pastor Cedric Hayes, the director of the Glory Land Children's Choir, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations again on your honor.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to The Village Celebration.